sitting here thinking about the way we used to be. Toes locked into one, just you, you and me. Oh, we both know now we're so far away. Don't be sad, don't be mad. I lost a friend, now I'm a man. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the ones I let you down. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the ones I let you down. I was like James Dean up there on the red shoe screen. Become my script, five lines with a rhyme, yeah. Oh, we both know it can be the same. Don't be sad, don't be mad. I lost a friend, now I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the one that let you down. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Sorry for the ones I let you down. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the ones I let you down. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the ones I let you down. So hard when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the ones that let you down. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the ones that let you down. Don't be mad, I lost a friend, now I'm a man. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the one that let you down. Don't be hurt, I feel so hurt when I think about it now. Never took the chance, sorry for the ones that let you down.
Right, well, at long last, I've been joined by Nicholas Van Eyman. I hope I've pronounced your surname right there, Nicholas. Is it Van Eyman? Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
It is right, is it? Okay, fine. And also Joey Oskis. Now, we did play their track a little bit earlier on, which, of course, is Don't Be Hurt. And that was originally penned by Nicholas when he was only 17 years of age. And then they gave him a bit of dusting down and reworking by Nicholas and Hertfordshire-based record producer and recording artist in his own right, Joey Oskis. And having managed to finally get our contacts working again with the emails, we finally managed to get them to the studio today. So welcome to both of you to Phoenix FM, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for having us.
And now, just yesterday, you were out producing a video. Was it for that song?
It was for Don't Be Hurt, right. And the video for. It was very good. I would really like to thank you, Patrick Gather,
well, yeah.
And his partner, Alex, for doing the video for us. And also, I'd like to thank Emre Kalibe for giving us the Music and Beans location in Haringey. So thank you very much for you guys. We had a great time doing the video. We had a lot of fun. Again, I would like to thank Sofia Charalambos for the makeup artist. And everyone was fantastic there. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, that must have been a high, so the rest of the week can only go one way from there on in. And to prove it, you're here.
Exactly, and also we're gigging tonight at Fulham.
Okay, Fulham. Now look, clearly you're both really into music, and you started at very young ages, which I guess has to be essential if you want to develop a career in music. So perhaps we can start with Joey. Your musical baptism started when your older brother gave you a guitar when you were just nine. is that right?
Yeah, about 8.5, 9 years old. What happened was he was my brother Chris. He used to strum away like the young ladies.
You know? Oh yeah, yeah.
Kind of like an Elvis thing, you know.
Yeah, he was a bit older than you then.
About 30 years older. I mean, no, kill me. No, bless him. And no, he's 12 years older than me. And he used.
Oh right.
He used to play in front of me, and like when he used to go out, he used to like leave his guitar under the bed.
Yeah.
So at that point, I used to go and sneak and pull it out and just like do my own thing. And then he showed me a few chords once when he caught me, like "How's the Rising Sun," I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And that was it. Once I learned that, I just never let go of it and just got my own guitar. He bought me a cheese cutter, I think, when I was about 12, and kind of like got into it. Yeah.
And what's your pedigree, Nicholas?
Well, for me. You know, I mean, I was involved with many producers before who didn't really give me the right direction until I met Joey. I've been on The X Factor. I was in the top 40 in 2007. I was put in a boy band by Simon Cowell. We had a personality clash with one of the boys, so I had no choice but to leave the group. They didn't get anywhere, but they did get to the live shows at the time. But I gave up music at one stage, and then I met Joey through a baby shower, and here we are. You know, he called me back to the studio. I said to him, "Look, I'm not interested. I've started my own business." And he kept calling me, and because of his charm, I went to the studio, and here we are. He got me really back into it.
Just did a face expression.
Well, I did. I saw that, yeah. But you, the thing is that the two of you live quite a long way apart, don't you? So how was it that you were able to meet? I mean, it was just a fluke?
Well, one of my good friends at college called Caroline. I haven't had seen her for about 5-6 years, and it was her baby shower.
Yeah.
And it was my promise to her promise to myself to make sure that I would reunite myself with my friends. And when I went there, which, you know, she lives in Whetstone, I met Joey there, and Joey is Joey's wife is related to the family, so that's how we met.
Ah, right, okay. Now, for a moment, perhaps we can go back to the song that we did hear a little while ago. We were intending to introduce you with it, but things don't always work as you'd like them to in live radio. Don't be hurt. Now, Nicholas, as we said earlier, you wrote that song when you were at the tender age of just 17. So what changes have you made? And I believe you're now making some further changes to the song. Is that right?
Oh, that's boy. Correct. I wrote the song back when I was 17. The song was very, very different. The lyrics were very different. It was much cheesier. The melody line had changed. The only two things that the only thing that has stayed the same is the first two lines of the song.
And you call it the same song.
Everything has changed.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
But it's changed for the best, and we've changed it recently again, and it sounds a lot funkier, a lot different to the one that you guys have just, you know, played now. And then it just sounds, you know, a lot funkier. I definitely can dance to it more, and I feel like more comfortable to perform it because I like to dance as well.
Well, it sounds like a good song. Well, as it is, I sit here. I was just telling Michelle earlier on that I sit here normally when I'm on my own and I'm playing the records and I'm waving my arms around like a complete lunatic. And I've been waving my arms around to that song. So it's been sounding very good. So was there an event in your life that led you towards penning the song in the first place? Was there a girl involved?
I wouldn't like to say. I don't think, you know, I want to, you know, keep that private, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, it does have a reality to it.
Yeah.
It has influenced me my experience has influenced me to, you know, contribute the lyrics and the meaning to the song. Mm. And also making it, you know, interesting as well for the listeners.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Joey?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to comment on that?
I agree with him. Yeah, he's he's quite a handful, believe it or not.
Right.
Know, he's got a great imagination. The song had potential when I heard
yes.
it, generally, and I just said to him, "Look, we just need to change it." He goes, "Yeah, but don't you think it's like kind of really cheesy?" I said, "No, cheesy can become really
nothing wrong with cheesy.
That's right, at all." And we turned it into what it is right now, and.
Yeah.
It's just working with his melody and his vocals and coming out of the good production idea to create an atmospheric general all-rounder with it. Mm. And I think the thing that I like about Nicholas as well, what he creates when he's actually vocaling me on a microphone on a track like Don't Be Hurt, is that he gives it that imagination, what he's going to do on the video as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get the whole picture in your head as a music producer. You see it on stage, generally what it could be like potentially.
Mm. Now, and, of course, although you both like to perform, as we've established, you write your own material. Do you do this individually or together, or...?
Before I met Nick, I've been a singer-songwriter all my life, generally. Mm. And I used to write my brother, the one that taught me guitar.
Yeah, definitely.
He's had a lot of input in my writing as well. Yeah, Nicholas got his own great ideas as well as a writer.
Mm.
You know, he's come down and putting the two of us together kind of thing, you know, from different worlds of music backgrounds.
Yeah.
You kind of, like, get something new, which is what I love about it, generally.
Right. Do you have disagreements over it?
All the time, yeah. I always win the arguments, by the way.
All the time. If he comes up with an idea and I'm not sure, I start to absorb it and start to fall in love with it.
And then
I listen to my ideas.
Yeah.
And then I just, you know, wish, I'm glad that never went through with them.
Oh, bless you.
Do you find that when you're writing material that you have to be in any kind of particular mood to do it? I mean, some people say they've got to be a really bad mood, and other people think, oh, they've got to be right on the top of the world.
Generally, when it comes to writing, and that's out of my experience, that if I'm in a sad mood, I'll probably write a really happy tune.
cheers you up.
If I'm
happy mood, I'll probably write something that makes sense. If I'm in a nonsense mood, I'll probably write something that's completely brilliant. Yeah, I'm the cheeky girl. No.
Now, as Nicholas just mentioned a few moments ago, he'd actually started his own business. And I would think that the music business these days, you've got to be in the right place at the right time to get something somewhere. You could have the biggest talent in the world and get nowhere, and there are other people, no names, no pack drill,
yeah, absolutely.
Who've got almost no talent and seem to do very, very well. So you can't confirm that you're going to always have a regular income in the music industry. So how do you cope with that? You've got a new office.
I mean, yeah.
Nicholas has got his new office.
Facebook.
I have.
No, I buy and sell gold. And
really?
I have in Hatton Garden, yeah. so that just, you know...
That helps.
It helps. Yes. But to be honest with you, it doesn't matter how much money you make or, you know, little money you make, I don't think I'll ever be happy until I satisfy what's in my heart since a child. I'll be happy with a minimum wage and fulfill my dreams and my what's in my heart.
Joey?
Uh-oh. I've done a few bank jobs. No, I'm joking. I believe it or not, the only thing I could do, apart from music, that I found great achievement out of and rewarding was getting to the care sector. At the moment, during the day, I work as a service manager for mental health.
Oh, really?
So that supports me, yeah. Supports my family, but I just take so much pride in it because I love helping others.
Yes.
And it keeps my feet on the ground, generally does.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got to work with Nicholas, so far.
Well, you'd have to.
It helps. No, not really.
So how exactly do you go about getting your music to the wider public? Because it can't be easy these days.
You know what?
There's too many different avenues. Yeah,
definitely. I've been doing music for ages now. I mean, when I was in my 20s, I'm not far off yet. Just wanted to get that over the air. No, I'm joking. When I was in my 20s, I was a front man of a few groups myself, and I did a lot of session work on TV, etc., which used to pay really well. So you kind of like build up a lot of experience and you knowledge of how to, like, you know, promote your music and get people to hear it and, you know, use the right words in talking to everyone. I believe when you're polite and you're humble as a musician or a singer, it really does pay off, because sometimes some of these artists are so far up their own, you know what? it's beyond me. So you get what I'm trying to say, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've probably met loads of them yourself.
No, you know, truthfully, I've been very fortunate.
You're lucky.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Unless you met us two now. No.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, bless.
So now you've mentioned that you've got the gig coming up tonight in Fulham. Yeah. But what other things have you got coming up in the immediate future?
We are recording an album, which I'm really looking forward to. The next song in this town as well that Nicholas is doing is going to be fantastic.
Yep.
We're hoping to get about 11, 12 songs within the next 8 months.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm going to be working home clock with him. So, and we just want to get it out on the road, gig it. And, you know, we're going to do a few open mic gigs. I think they're really, really good and great for experience. because when you're up close and personal with the public, then you mm. get a great, truthful response from what you're meant to sound like, and if they appreciate you for what you got. And then from that point onwards, we're hoping to get some good musicians in the band.
Yeah, yeah. So you say a band, you're working on a...
Yeah, we're looking at more. I mean, we've got a bass player at the moment who's joined our group, our course of music. Young guy from Hong Kong. His name's Wei Ting So. He's really, really talented. And he's got a lot of experience, and he's yeah. so fluent, and he hasn't got that kind of, like,
yeah.
robot bass feel. He's just really kind of groovy.
Yes.
And that really complements what Nicholas can do vocally as well, I believe, and some of his moves with his voices.
So where do you hope to be, let's say, in a couple of years' time? Where do you see yourselves?
Selling records, collaborating with other artists.
Yes.
You know.
Sunning under palm trees.
You know, establishing a style. Yeah. Also. Yeah. You know, try. You know, hopefully we'll be, you know, touring around, you know, America as well.
Yes.
Getting over there, promoting ourselves over there.
I'm gonna
yeah.
You know.
I can't stand for that.
And how are you going to do that?
Well, you know, we're lucky today because everything is digital today, so we can, you know, promote it online. You yep. know, you've got so many, you know, YouTube videos and, you know, sound iTunes and, you know, gigging and all of that stuff. So.
Okay, you've got those avenues, yeah. but the problem with that is that you're not getting a concentration, maybe, in one place of the people that you want to reach
out to,
because there's too many different avenues. Mm. Well, that must be quite difficult.
We're looking at. I mean, look, we've had a few good responses from a couple of labels. Actually, one of them being EMI. Mm. So they're waiting to see what's going to come out with the video, kind of thing, at the moment, except
yep.
for that,
yep.
and everything. And that could be like a possibility of something up front.
So where can people find out about what you're planning to do? Can they? Do you have Facebook pages or anything?
Yeah, we've got our Facebook pages. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, we do, yeah. It's a bit quiet at the moment because yeah. we've been very busy with the music. I think I might make my personal Facebook into a page. If it carries on this way.
You need to show me how to do that, because I've been here all day trying to work it out.
So it's just the ordinary Facebook pages at this point.
It's either that or I'm going to go out and give posters out to everyone. I'm trying to avoid that.
Well, look, guys, thanks very much indeed for coming in and talking to us today. And yeah. I think that before you go, you're going to be playing something for us right now. So who's going to do the introduction?
Well, this is a song that Joey and his brother has written. It's called In This Town. It's
right.
a very nice song. It's very lyrical based, and we're going to give you an acoustic version. The original way we would like to record it on the album is to have pianos and cellos and violins and
yeah.
and some Spanish guitars, like sort of a Tony Braxton kind of style.
All sounds very impressive. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Where you go.
Here in this town, I went to school. I messed around, broke all of the rules. Those teachers would frown, but I was a clown. Here in this town. And here in this town, I grew up fast, was doing so well. Didn't think it would last, but how could I tell? I fell under its spell here in this town. Here in this town, I made a friend. We made a pact to stay to the end. Now he's not around, I still can be found here in this town. And here in this town, I met a girl. I took her out, she promised the world, and she took me up, and she let me down here in this town. And here in this town, I finally die, watching my soul float up to the sky. And as I look down to the hole in the ground, here in this town.
Hey, great stuff. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed, guys. And the very best of luck with the new track as well. Thanks very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you.